In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Transformational Soul Show with your host, Ruth Saltman.
Are you ready to experience more stability in your life?
You can change your life and be who you are meant to be, your authentic self.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome to the Transformational Soul. My name is Ruth Saltman, and I would like to welcome you, all of our live viewers and listeners, and all of the ones who are watching this as a replay. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. This show is streaming live right now on Facebook, YouTube, Rumble, and X. Please hit the like, the thumbs up button. Please share and retweet, repost. I greatly appreciate that. And please say hello if you're out there watching, because I'd love to hear from you. I invite you to check out my website, ruthsaltman.com. That's R-U-T-H, S as in Sam, O-L, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, A, N as in Nancy.com. And you can find out all about my books, my oracle cards, and my services. You can order directly from my website. And my website also has links to order from Amazon if you prefer that. So thank you so much. And I hope you guys will check that out. Aw, thank you, Tiffany. Goldilocks has a group on Telegram. And it's an amazing group. And if you get on there and set up an account and join us over there, you're going to see a lot of familiar names. A lot. So we share information daily. You know, there's a great exchange over there. So I hope you'll come and join us if you haven't already. And I want to say hello to a few people that are here tonight. Hello, Richard. Nice of you to join us tonight. And Robert. And hello, Joyce. Nice to see you. Don't forget to check out the merchandise store that Goldilocks has, an online merchandise store. There's tons and tons of awesome designs on there that can be put onto most, you know, any product on there. So check that out. You know, you might want to get something to support your favorite show. Who knows? And don't forget to check out the Goldilocks Productions Oracle Cards, Energize. These are amazing cards. And I know we've all used them on our shows. They have messages from all of the different show hosts and these beautiful sacred geometry signs that are symbols that Tiffany found and put it all together for us. And they're just these really beautiful, beautiful cards. And there is a link you can order and it'll be shipped directly to you. Thank you all for sharing information about my show and all of the Goldilocks shows. You know, you guys are really, really amazing. And thanks to you, you know, someone else hears about our shows. I want to wish a very happy birthday to everyone who is celebrating this week. And let's send out some love, light, and healing to all who are in need. Let's remember Robin McGuire and her son, Carolyn and Carrie's daughter, Carrie, Veronica, Holly, Judy, and Maggie, who have been feeling a little bit under the weather this week. And also to Charlotte, who's been feeling the same way, but she is, you know, feeling a whole lot better today. But we want to make sure she gets back to 100%. If you would like to give a tip or donation, you can do that via my Venmo, a Rumble Rant on Rumble, or a Super Chat or Super Sticker on YouTube. Know that your tips and donations are greatly appreciated. It does help to cover the cost of the shows. Thank you for joining us this past Saturday for the Spiritual Message Circle. It was so much fun. And I didn't realize it until Tiffany told me this today. It's the last day of January. I don't know why, but all day I was thinking today was the 30th. So it is the last day of January. We are 1 month into this new year, 2024. So how has your new year been going? I know the energy is really, really strong right now. I trust that everyone is, you know, staying hydrated, rested, centered. The energy will continue coming in like this in waves. You know, 1 minute we feel up, then we're down, then we're up again. It's this energy is bringing new awareness for us. So be mindful of everything that comes your way. Pay very close attention. I know I heard Marcia talking about this the other night on her show. It was on Monday night. I just can't recall the name all of a sudden. But she was talking about the energy and how it's been impacting her body. And I've had this going on for a little while now. Headaches, the dizziness. I've had the nausea at the very most bizarre and unusual times. It's not related to anything that I eat or drink. It'll just hit like poof all of a sudden. Head pressure, a lot of head pressure. My little dog has been having stomach issues the last few days, and I think it's from the energy as well. I have been, what else? Oh, I have had that swelling in my body as well. I know Marcia was speaking about this. I didn't get to hear all of what she said because I had a couple of interruptions, and I do want to go back and finish it. But I have had that same issue. One day, my left foot and ankle, I mean, they felt like they were three times the size. It didn't look like it, but it felt like it. And when I would walk on it, the top of my foot, it felt like my foot was broke. It hurt. And then the next day, it was that foot, my left foot, and my right knee. So you can imagine it was hard, you know, hobbling around there for a few days. Then it was both knees. Then it's both knees and my right side of my lower back, or my left side of my lower back. The lower back, you know, when I feel that inflammation, it pushes on my ribs, or maybe it is in my ribs. But that was very uncomfortable for about 4 days. That has finally shifted. But like Marcia said, it kind of moved throughout her body, and that's how it has been with me. But now I'm feeling like that feeling is about gone. I have enormous head pressure right now, but I know that's a lot of the energy from you guys. So if you guys are experiencing any of these weird symptoms, you know, please let me know. Please let me know. Because the energy is very, very strong and we are all feeling it. Oh, and another thing, the last few nights, my dog has been waking me up to take her outside. So during the middle of the night, like I'd just be, you know, in a good sleep and she'd start whining and crying at the door. And then I would wake up. And both all these times that she woke me up the last couple of nights, I was in the middle of dreaming. So I remembered my dream. And let me tell you, I'm having like really bizarre, crazy dreams again. So I know that has a lot to do with the energy and different things that, you know, I'm probably working through that I don't even know about. So if that's happening to anybody else, you know, you're not the only one. So just know that. But I'm trying to drink more water because I feel it feels like it really helps me. It helps like it flushes stuff out. And just feeling like that, whether it is or not, if it feels like that to me, it's working for me, right? Joyce said, my dog hid me up last night from 3 to 5 a.m. Oh, goodness. Tiffany said, same here. My knees have been hurting too. Moves from my feet, even my toes, up to my knees and lower back. Yes, that's how it's been for me. And one thing I have noticed over the years, if I have pain or uncomfortableness on one side of my body, one side of my body tolerates it much, much better than the other side. And the side that it was originally on to begin with was the one that was more intense. So it had me kind of miserable over the weekend. I didn't get a whole lot done. I was just kind of trying to take a little bit of care, better care, and rest more and, you know, things like that, and just kind of relax and not put any pressure on myself to get stuff done. So I don't like to start on a Monday feeling like I'm in the doghouse, you know. I like to feel refreshed and ready to go. And now that I'm thinking about this and talking about it, each day this week has gotten better. So I'm hoping that that means either the energy is subsiding a little bit, or maybe it's just getting acclimated more to my energy. We'll see. Good night, Richard. Have a great night at work. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate you. So since I haven't been physically doing a lot of stuff, I've been sitting around a lot and thinking a lot. And, you know, I was thinking about how much we have learned from 2020. One message that I have repeatedly gotten since then, and I still get it now, is that now is the time. Now is the time. And at first, when I first started getting that message, I thought that was like a message to me. You got to get this done now because you're not going to be here next week. I mean, it kind of like, you know, startled me at first because I didn't really know what to think. Now is the time. Now is the time for what? Now is the time to heal. Now is the time to do whatever you want to do. And it's very true. You know, none of us are promised tomorrow. Not one of us. We all go to bed at night expecting that we're going to wake up in the morning. But it doesn't happen for everyone. Since 2020, so many people have left the planet. And I know on social media, and I'm not just talking from, you know, the situation in 2020. But I have been very surprised. You know, there are some weeks when I get on social media and the first 5 posts I read is, you know, my father transitioned, my brother, you know, transitioned. And sometimes it was something that was expected because they had been ill, but sometimes it was a jaw-breaking shocker. And even when you're kind of know it's coming for a loved one, it's still a jaw-breaking shocker when it actually happens. It's like it's hard to like believe that it actually happened. And I've seen this a lot, and I've seen this with a lot of people's pets, a ton of pets. Every single day that I'm on social media, there's at least one or two that I've seen. But you know, when all that stuff was going on, we put a lot of things on hold that year and the year after, you know, travel plans, weddings. People had to completely change what they had planned to do. In a way, it was a huge reset for many people because they began to reprioritize their lives. They began to see what was really important. And, you know, when you're really busy and focused on work all the time, and that is your main focus and main goal in life, you can really lose sight of the important things, the people, the love, the quality of time that you could just spend with people. And when all that stuff happened, there was a lot of quality home time for everyone. A lot of people, you know, were either working from home or not working, and they were just at home. Kids were doing school at home. There is a lot of time for families to grow closer and to realize how important they are to each other. People began living in the moment more than ever. In the moment is the best place to be. When we are living in the past or the future, we miss out on what is going on right now. You know, people post pictures all the time, and people take selfies all the time. And like when I was a kid, my parents didn't have a camera like for the longest time. And then when we had one, like, you know, you have to put the film in and you go to take the picture and you're just hoping that it even turned out. You're hoping that it's not blurry or somebody wasn't blinking or your finger didn't get in the way because there was no way to tell until you developed the film. And nowadays, you know, most people have cell phones and they all take pictures with their cell phones. And I rarely do that because what I have found for me, now I'm not saying this is true for everyone else, but I would be, because I've tried doing it, I would be so busy focused on making sure I was getting a good picture, making sure it was the right angle, making sure I was getting what I needed to, making sure that I actually turned it on. Because a lot of times, like when I take videos, I'll hit the button, I think I'm taking a video, and I look down to see how long it is, and no, I haven't even started it. I do that all the stinking time on my cell phone. I don't know why, but I do. And it cracks me up every time. But when I have found for myself, when I'm trying to do that, and I'm more focused on what's this going to look like, I miss out on what it is that I'm trying to take a picture or a video of. So I found for me that I was missing out on stuff. So I kind of just, you know, quit doing that. And I would rather enjoy it now and have the memory of it. You know, even if I don't have a photo as a memory, I have the memory myself in my head. And, you know, somebody else is always going to take a picture anyway. Hello, Sarah. Nice to see you. So now is the time to do those things that you've always wanted to do. You know, there might be things from when you were a kid, you thought, one day I'm going to do that. It might be something that, you know, just in the last 5 years is something that interests you or is now important to you. Now is the time to follow your dreams. If not now, when? When are you going to do it? When? You know, a lot of times we talk ourselves out of things because we think that, oh, it's just not possible. Everything is possible. What is stopping you right now? Right now, at this very minute, from following your dreams and living your life on your terms. Think about that. Is it finances? Because I know that can be an issue for a lot of people. Put out your crystal clear intention of what you want. Do not set limitations on how it comes to you. Don't think about how it's going to come. Believe that it will. The universe will deliver. You have to trust. When you don't trust and you have that doubt, then you set up blockages. You set up, barriers to that coming to you. So don't have any doubt. Don't have any fear about it. Now, is it an age factor? You think you're too young? You think you're too old? Get over that really fast, because just get that idea right out of your head, because age is just a number. Age is just a number. Some people overlook ideas of children. Have you ever heard this, you know, heard a conversation where a kid will come up and I got this great idea. And the person responds with something like, oh, you're just a kid. What do you know? You know, people are getting better, I think, at listening and valuing what children have to say than they did in the past. Children are taken more seriously now than they were like when I was a kid. Children, like this generation, You know, don't even think about their age if they're young. This generation comes here remembering a lot. They know stuff. They remember stuff. Don't count them out. Now, my grandson, Brandon, is 7 years old. He's going to be 8 in February. And a while back, him and his dad started barbecuing in their neighborhood. And they had a big smoker and stuff. And they would prepare food and sell it to the neighbors. And they did this like during the holiday weekends over summer break. And Brandon is very good at saving his money. He'll save his money for something big that he wants. He does not have a problem with that. Now, the kid's not even 8 years old yet. He's already, they bought a new smoker, a bigger one. And then they were doing that for a while. And now, I guess somebody else in the neighborhood started kind of doing the same thing. So they just kind of, you know, wind down about that. They wound down. Okay. But Brandon is saving his money because he wants to buy a vending machine. Yes, a vending machine. And I just saw, because he's figured out how much money he can earn, how much money he can make. And I think it's amazing. You know, he comes up with these great ideas and, you know, his parents listen and they support that. And that's a beautiful thing. So he's really like on his road to, if you can save money like that at that age, I think that is absolutely amazing. Now, the thing with the age, you know, thinking that you're too old, I read an article that said there was this study in the New England Journal of Medicine that found that the most productive age in human life is between 60 and 70. The second most productive stage is 70 to 80. That certainly isn't the idea we pick up from society, now is it? Not at all. That is not the way 60 to 80-year-olds are viewed in this country. Just imagine if they all realized their power, what amazing things they could do. So I think that's pretty awesome. I remember my first job, I worked at St. Joseph's Home for the Aged. It wasn't a nursing home, but it was for people who were too old to take care of themselves, and or they just weren't able anymore. And they didn't really have family that could help them out. And I worked in the kitchen. We prepared meals and stuff. But I used to go there on the weekends and visit with them. I had made friends with several of the residents. And I'm telling you, they were like the most amazing people. They have the best stories. They have the best advice. So much wisdom. So much wisdom. And I was always so grateful that I had that experience because it was just amazing. And a lot of times, you know, we don't view like the elderly or the seniors. We kind of just want to pretend like they don't exist. I know everyone is not like that, but there are people that are, and they just kind of want to, you know, put them out the pasture, so to speak. They feel like they're not. And I only say this because I've heard this from people. You know, they're not useful anymore. What could they possibly contribute? Well, they can contribute a heck of a lot. And I know there's some countries where, like, they practically worship their elderly people, and they're always taken care of by family. Like, I can't imagine if my parents had been put in a nursing home. That would have been so hard for me. I just can't even imagine that. I am very grateful that I had the opportunity to care for both of them. Yes, it was really, really hard. But wow, it really, really deepened our relationships too. Now, another reason people might not want to go for their dreams is because they don't like change. But there's a lot of people in that boat. A lot of people don't like change. But think about this. If nothing ever changes, everything would stay the same forever. Everything. Who really wants that? That would be so incredibly boring. And change is one thing that is a constant in our life. We can't always direct that change. Sometimes it, you know, it just occurs in our life. Most of the time, the excuses that we tell ourselves, it's just plain and simple fear. Fear. It could be fear of succeeding at something. It could be fear of going for your dream and failing. But you're never going to know until you try. Once you decide to get out of your own way, that will change. Once you decide to take that step to move forward, then, once you make that decision to take that step forward, the universe starts conspiring with you to make your desires come to fruition. When you step outside of your comfort zone, you will find rewards beyond belief. Let me tell you, I used to hear people say that all the time, you know, and it's very, very true. It's like finding that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You know, we've all only just begun to tap into the magnitude of who we are and what we can accomplish. Hello, Sam. So follow that dream. Let it take you as far as you can possibly go. Then follow another dream and another one, because everything is possible. Everything. You are the only one that needs to believe in you. You're the only one. It all begins with you. Now is the time to be all that you are meant to be. And if you knew what was waiting for you at the end of that journey, at the end of fulfilling that dream, wouldn't you want to start now? Self-empowerment, self-fulfillment, healing, growth, expansion. That is all waiting for you. All of that and much, much more. We get ourselves sometimes into this state where our fear paralyzes us and keeps us from being able to move forward. And you have to get yourself unstuck. You have to. You know, sometimes we just have to suck it up and do it. At least try. Think about how boring life would be if you didn't have any dreams or any plans. Think about back to 2020. It's like life was canceled for a year or two. Any plans that you had were put on hold indefinitely. And remember that feeling of there's nothing to look forward to right now. I remember that very clearly because, I mean, people weren't even getting together for birthdays and, celebrations. A lot of people weren't. And I just remember thinking, you know, wow. It really makes a difference when you have something to look forward to. When you don't have anything to look forward to, I don't know, it kind of makes you feel sometimes like, why even get out of bed? So make plans. If you want to travel, maybe you have this, you know, dream of going to Italy or France. And in your mind, you know, in your bank account, you don't see the funds there to do that. You know, once you put that out there, you're going to start getting some ideas on how you can come about that money, how you can come about accommodations. Maybe you want to learn how to paint. You've never painted before. Put that out there. People are going to start falling onto your path that are going to help you with that. Or writing, or learning how to ski, whatever it might be. When you put that out there, put those intentions out there, people are going to start falling across your path. Literally, they're going to just boom, they're there all of a sudden. And it's going to be like, you're going to feel like, wow, where did that come from? You know, how did that happen? Wow, what a coincidence. No, it is not. It is divine intervention. It is you know, you manifesting those people. I remember, sometimes you are the one that they are manifesting, right? Sometimes you are the one that they are manifesting. So work on following your dreams, fulfilling those goals, those things that you really, really want to do. And, you know, sometimes we might feel like we don't want to even try because people are like our family, friends, people close to us are going to laugh at us. Who cares if they do? Who cares if they do? If you are doing something that you so deeply want to do and something that really like sets your soul on fire, you better go for it because you are doing yourself a huge disservice. Oh, excuse me. If you don't, they're not going to care either way. And, you know, maybe your dream is to start your own business. And people just are just, oh, that's never going to work. Oh, you can't do that. Oh, that's stupid. And then, you know, start it on the side. If you have a full-time job, start it on the side. Once it picks up, boom, right? And then you're living your dream. You are living your dream. And then all those people that were laughing, the only reason people would is because they feel they couldn't do that. So they have a hard time seeing that someone else can. But you know you can. We can do anything and everything we want to do. We're unstoppable. Unstoppable.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So maybe you have like a whole hat full of dreams, a whole ton of different things. I know I've been getting quite a few new ideas lately, and I got one just the other day that just poof came out of nowhere. And I was like, yeah, I never thought about something like that, but maybe I'll give that a try. It could be fun. But we're always getting ideas. We're always getting information. A lot of times we just don't pay attention to it. Probably if I hadn't have been like really relaxed and rested when I got that idea the other day, it might have just went like right over my head. And I might not have even realized it. But not every single idea that comes to you, you have to follow through with. You know, the ones that really resonate with you, or there are something that you feel really deep inside that you could do or you want to do. All my life I have felt, and this probably sounds really funny, when I pick up a paintbrush, whether it's painting a wall or if I'm doing like some little craft or something, when I have that paintbrush in my hand, I feel like I could paint like a masterpiece. Oh, I have, you know, anything I've painted has not looked like, I think, like it doesn't look like I feel it, okay, if that makes sense. When I get that paintbrush in my hand, I feel like I must have been like a painter in another life or something. And so it's something I've always, you know, tried to do here and there now, but it doesn't really turn out the way that, you know, I think it's going to or feel like it's going to. But I know somewhere along the line, at some point, I'm probably going to try to paint because I have felt that for like probably 30 years. I always liked painting like the house, you know, painting the bedroom, painting the living room. I love doing that. now it's, you know, as you get a little older, it's not as much fun getting up and down on a ladder, but I just loved the paint part of it. I've helped my mom paint her house, painted my daughter's house and my other daughter's house too. And like through the years, and there's something about it that's very meditative. I don't know if it's just the way the paint goes on the wall or rolling it or what it is, but to me it was very like calming and meditative. So maybe that's the only kind of painting that, you know, I'm supposed to do. I don't know yet, but we'll see. Hello, Heather. Nice to see you. It's Sam. Sam. But, you know, pay attention to those little things. Pay attention to those little things. Maybe you have a real passion for cooking, you know. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe you don't want to go as far as setting up your own restaurant. Maybe that's not really a dream. But, you know, they have food carts. Food carts. And that can be a very, you know, beneficial business for a lot of people. You can take your little food cart from different places. You know, if you get a populated area where there's nothing around there for people to eat at lunchtime, you're going to get all the local lunchtime business. Yes, from like all of like the, you know, corporate offices and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of different marketing things that you can do for any kind of endeavor. Sarah said, I feel the same way about painting. Isn't that, I know, and it sounds really weird. And, you know, odd, but yeah, I've always felt like that. I would love to paint something and look at it and be able to tell what it is, you know, because when I get that idea in my head, and even if I try to follow someone's directions and I'm painting and I'm looking at it and it doesn't look anything like theirs, you know, Bob Ross, he's got some fantastic videos out there, but like I would have to hit pause every, you know, 5 seconds because he goes way too fast for, I would think, a beginner. But, you know, his pictures look amazing, absolutely amazing. I have been watching a few videos lately about watercolors. Never in my life before did I ever think I would like or enjoy watercolors. But I'm really feeling that right now, really feeling it. So who knows what's going to happen next. Now, before the show, I did pull a card for everyone. And I really love this card because it really goes along with following your dream and reasons why you wouldn't. It says, igniting courage. I am strong, valiant, and courageous. And I know it takes a lot, you know, sometimes to step outside of your comfort zone, and because that's unknown territory, you have no idea what's waiting there for you. But I can tell you, it's not going to be, it's going to be something better than where you're already at, because just the act of doing it changes you. It absolutely changes you, because you get so empowered, you get so much confidence. And you realize that you're not alone in whatever it is that you're doing as you step outside of your comfort zone. So like for me, when I wrote my first book, you know, I had that apprehension about publishing it or about anybody even reading it. What is the point of me writing it and trying to help people with it if I don't let anybody read it? But the first time, like when it was first published, you know, you kind of just take a deep breath. And then you hear from people, wow, I experienced something similar in this, you know, this part right here. Wow, I swear you must have been reading my mind. And then the feeling of enormous gratitude that you have for your angels and guides who have been there all those years nudging you and pushing you and just probably shaking their heads and going, when are you going to listen? You feel so much gratitude for them. And you feel so, you know, proud of yourself for stepping, you know, out of your comfort zone and doing that. And then once you do that, it's so much easier to do it the next time, no matter what it is. It's that initial first step that can be terrifying. I'm not going to lie. It can be, you know, It can be terrifying, but you just have to do it. You have to be courageous, which is what that card just said, where they put it. Yep. Ignite your courage. Be courageous. Don't be afraid to step into your power. Don't be afraid to acknowledge all that you are. Sarah said, illustrations for a future children's book. Interesting. Interesting. That sounds exciting. Okay. So, if anyone would like a message, we've got lots of time for some messages. And I'm going to pull a card for Richard because I know he had to go to work. And I felt bad because a couple of weeks ago, I forgot to write his name down and then he went to work, so he wasn't in the comments anymore. And then I forgot to give him a message. Okay, Richard Riddle. Nurture. I don't know why that is glaring like that. Nurture. And it says, as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. Now, that's pretty cool because I will tell you, playing with a child, you tap into your inner child. You really do. When I sit and play with like my grandkids, you know, or read to them, somehow it taps into your inner child. And it's so much fun and it brings you so much joy. It is very nurturing. It is very, both activities are important right now. So it's important for you to nurture a child and to nurture your own inner child. We all have that inner child, that part of us that needs some extra love and some extra healing and some extra nurturing. Because that inner child, you know, has had a lot of things happen, right? And a lot of times we leave that stuff buried there. So you need to tap into that. And when you're with children and you're playing, you feel like a child. Try playing tag with a kid and not feel like a kid. You know, even if you're kind of like waddling along because, you know, you have an ache or a pain here or there. But it's fun to play with kids. And kids are so full of curiosity. Very curious. It's funny because I've had several people in my life that, like, I've always been really curious. If I want to know something, I don't have a problem asking. And I'll ask, like, the most random questions to people sometimes. And they'll just sit there and look at me like, what? Like, I used to do that to my mom all the time. And she would just sit there speechless because she didn't know where that came from. Because it would just be, you know, we'd be sitting there having a cup of coffee, just be talking about, oh, good morning, you know, how's the day? And what are we going to do today? And then all of a sudden, it'd be something that came way out of left field. And she'd be like, where did that come from? I don't know. It just popped into my head. And it would be the most random thing. But I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, my gosh, I hate when that happens. But it was about the child, nurturing the child. About me being curious. That's what it was. And I've always been that way. So if I think of something, I'll just sometimes blurt it out. I try to get better as I got older at waiting my turn or just trying to think in my head of a better way to phrase it. But I've actually had people tell me, you know, when we were having a conversation that they felt like they were being interviewed. So I had to kind of figure out a better way to communicate without coming off that way, because that sure wasn't my intention. But, you know, when you want to know something, you know, why not ask? I think that's one thing that's really wrong in our society today is communication problems. And you guys might think that's crazy because we have, you know, the internet, we have cell phones, we can call anybody any time we want. We have text messages. How many times have you gotten a text message from someone and felt that message meant the opposite of what it meant? Because you don't hear a tone in someone's voice, because you don't hear any, you know, inflection in their voice. It can be very challenging. I know I've gotten text messages from my kids once in a while, and it would just be like, you know, like one, like a sentence, and I'll be like, what the heck does that even mean? I don't even understand it. Or it could be a question too that I don't get, you know, that the way it's worded. But a lot of times we have that miscommunication. So it's really nice when you can talk face to face with people, talk to people over the phone, you know, like we used to do. Like we used to do. Okay, Sam. Hello, Devin. Prosperity, Sam. Prosperity. Isn't that a beautiful word? And it says, your material needs are provided as you follow your intuition and manifest your dreams into reality. And I feel like that once you do, you know, once you let loose and really go for what you want, that, you know, first of all, your fears are going to subside. Your apprehension is going to go away. And how cool is it to take a dream and make it into reality? I mean, come on. That's pretty mind-blowing right there, no matter what it is. Because, you know, I would say most people will have a dream and just sit there and, you know, say, well, I have a dream. One day I'd like to blah, 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 blah. Well, today is one day. Today is one day. And I've seen so many people throughout life that, well, we're going to do this when I retire. Then the person retires and within 2 weeks, they're gone. You know, heart attack or whatever. And all these plans that they had made, they had spent 20 years making plans, and now they don't have, they're not able to do that because, you know, one of them is no longer here. So then you got to kind of change up everything. So don't wait. Don't wait until it's too late. Do it now. But I feel like once you start, things are really going to fall into place quickly. And you are going to gain a lot of prosperity in many different ways. It's not just going to be financial, but you're going to gain a lot of knowledge. You're going to gain a lot of experience, and you're going to gain a lot of feeling really, really good about yourself. And I feel like with all the stuff that you're going to learn, and you're going to gain, the financial aspect is just kind of like the cherry on the top of the sundae. So I hope that makes sense to you, Samir. Oh, Sarah. Got to write down some of your names. And Heather. And I would like to say, I don't know if you guys remember, because it was probably a couple of years ago, but Heather Hunter was a guest on my show, one of my Words of Wisdom shows. And she had talked about her experience. And I mean, if you guys remember, fantastic. You guys can always go back and watch it. It's still there. But she totally rebuilt her life for her and her two daughters after her marriage was over. And, you know, I'm only sharing this because it's already out there on the video before. And over the, I used to work with Heather many, many years ago, like 15 years ago, maybe. And over the years, you know, she went to school, she got a good job, and she got another good job. And she is just, she keeps advancing herself. And I saw that she posted on Facebook the other day that it's not official yet, but she got her very first ever in her lifetime promotion. So I want to say congratulations, Heather. I am so happy for you. I am so proud of you. You totally deserve it. You have worked your butt off. So I just wanted to put that out there. You are welcome, Sam Sam. Devin. Heather says, I love that experience. Thank you for inviting me. Oh, I loved it too. You were very welcome. It was so much fun. And I mean, I kind of knew a lot about your story, but there's a lot of stuff I didn't know. So it was very eye-opening. And you know, we never know how strong we are until we have to be. So I'm just so excited for you. Who knows where that's going to take you? Okay. Where am I at? Devin, you're not going to like this card. I'm sorry. Healthy lifestyle. Healthy lifestyle. You are so welcome, Heather. It says, eat a healthful diet, get adequate sleep, and exercise regularly for optimal health. I know you engage in some physical activity working on the farm, but they're wanting you to get more rest. They're wanting you to drink more water. They're wanting you to be aware of what you're watching, what you're listening to, because that's all part of our healthy lifestyle, right? It's not just what we put physically into our bodies. And, you know, try to eat a little healthier. Maybe add some more vegetables or something to your diet. Because I feel like you need something a little bit more high vibrational, if that makes sense to you. Okay. Sarah. I have Sarah down, and I have Heather down, and I have Joyce. Sarah. Comfort, Sarah. I am with you in your time of need, helping your heart to heal. And you know, when we say we are healing our heart, that does not mean it's from a romantic relationship. A lot of times people just assume that. But we have a lot of healing, heart healing to do from every relationship that we've ever had. And it doesn't have to be just from relationships. Just know that the angels are there helping you. I know you have been doing a lot of healing work, Sarah. I know. And you have come so far in the last year that it kind of blows my mind. That's pretty amazing. And know that they're helping you as well. Do you do Reiki on yourself? I feel like that could be pretty amazing. And you know, it's funny because like I forget something. Like it's not that I forget, but like when my knee was hurting, you know, it was quite a while till I said to myself, crap, why don't you do Reiki on it? Because you just forget. I guess you forget, or you're just so focused on, you know, the things that you've done since you were a child. When my kids were little, first time they'd get hurt, they'd come run and do Reiki. And it really made me happy that they would do that. And it would always make them feel better. I do Reiki on my dog all the time, especially now that she's getting older. I want her to feel as good as she can. But know that they're there and they're helping you with your healing process, Sarah. And I know you can feel them around you. I know you can. So I hope that resonates with you, Sarah. And Heather, what do we have for Heather? Spread your wings, Heather. Do not hold back right now. The timing is perfect and you are ready to soar. You're going to be soaring right into that new position of yours. But I know you have other, you know, goals or dreams that you want to accomplish in your lifetime. You know, don't put them on the back burner anymore. They're important. And doing those things will help you to heal as well. So know that the timing is perfect. Don't hold back. You are ready to soar no matter what it is that you want to do. So I hope that resonates with you, Heather. You're welcome, Devin. Devin said he's trying really hard. I know. It's not easy. You know, I used to get really ticked off at my mom because she found out she was diabetic in her early 40s. And then she had the high blood pressure. Now, these are what? Things that can be lifestyle adjusted, right? And I used to get so ticked off at her, especially when I was younger, because she just ate whatever she wanted. She ate the crappiest junk food. I'm not saying that my diet has always been perfect, but I'll tell you one thing. If I was diagnosed with either one of those, I can guarantee you that I would change that myself. But it used to really irritate me that she didn't. She's just like, well, there's a medication for that, you know. And that whole mindset, I'm glad, you know, I've strayed from that. My dad was more the one who would barely take, you know, a Tylenol or aspirin or anything if he had a headache. That's, I don't take anything either. I mean, I do other things. But, and it used to really tick me off that she was like that. And, you know, sometimes her blood sugar would drop really, really low and she'd almost pass out. So she needed a candy bar. Then I found out my uncle, my dad's brother, he was diabetic too. And he was eating way worse stuff than she was. You know, and their attitude would be like, well, I'm going to go someday. And yes, that's true. We all are. But I would rather have a better quality of life. And that, you know, for me. So don't be hard on yourself, Devin. You do the best you can. Make small changes here and there. Doesn't have to be, you know, a complete revolt overnight. Okay, Sarah said, I need to do more Reiki on myself. Thank you so much. I'm beginning a journey of digging deeper than before. So great validation. Doing more for myself is definitely much needed. Wow. Oh, wow. That's awesome. So, Joyce, what do we have for Joyce? Whoops. Okay, Joyce, two cards fell over for you, so I'm going to give you them both. The first one is peace. And it says, peace comes from remembering that only love is real. All this other stuff is just illusion and BS. So don't buy into it. Don't pay attention to it. The other card says, you know what to do. Trust your inner knowledge and act upon it without delay. Don't second guess yourself. Don't second guess yourself. You know, trust that you know. Trust that the information that is coming to you, or trust the information that is coming to you, because you already know what to do about what, you know, any given situation in your life. You already know. You just have to first remember that you know, second, acknowledge that you know, and then trust that you know, and then follow that. But I know that you are very intuitive. So just keep trusting that more and more and more. And as you do, more and more and more is going to come to you, Joyce. Okay, Robert Myers. Sam said, just replace one meal with salad, Devin. Good luck, bro. I am in the same boat. But you know what's really awesome is that people aren't just saying, well, whatever. People are trying to, like you guys, you're all trying to make changes. You are making changes. And it doesn't matter if it's a baby step, you know. It doesn't have to be a giant leap. But baby steps are still going to get you going. Still going to get you where you need to be. So that's pretty awesome. Robert Myers. Brilliant idea, Robert. Brilliant. It says, yes, your idea is divinely guided. Please take action to bring your idea to fruition. So, wonder what this is. I wonder what idea this is. I love the unicorn. They're so beautiful. But I feel like you're getting a lot of different ideas. So you might have to just pick one. Pick one and run with it. You know, one that really, really resonates with you. And it might just be an idea that pops into your head. It might be something that you overhear from someone else. You could just get an idea when you're driving down the road. It comes, you know, things come to us all the time. A lot of people get messages in the shower, you know, as they're washing off all the gunk and the, you know, blah energy. A lot of times stuff will come to you. It's just sad for me when that does, because I can't write it down. And by the time I get out of the shower, I forget what it was. So, you know, you just have to grin and bear it, I guess. But yes, whatever these, some ideas are coming to you, Robert, really, really, you know, think about them, feel them out, and see what resonates with you. Because it says right there, Robert, take the action to bring your idea to fruition so you can manifest it. You can manifest it for yourself. Joyce said, thank you. I'm always questioning myself. I need to remind myself all the time. Yeah, you do. Stop questioning yourself, Joyce. You know, you do, you know. Devin said he's eating a salad right now. That is awesome. And that sounds really, really good. But that is really awesome. Thank you guys all so much for being here tonight. This hour went by so fast. I will be back here next Wednesday when we will be in the month of February. February, you know what that is? The month of love, right? Valentine's Day. Every day is the day of love. We don't need just one, you know, one day a year for that. But anyways, I will see you guys here next week. You all have a wonderful, wonderful week. I love you all. Good night.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.